Boker Tov, today's daf is daf Kuf Nun Vav, and we're holding on Kuf Nun He Omid Beis. On the third line up from the bottom, Omer HaMeimar U'Matanato Matana. So, yesterday we were discussing the question of the age of someone who wants to sell inheritance. We had a machlokus whether it needed to be 18 years old, 20 years old. We also found that in circumstances where he's known to be an effective businessman, so then he's able to sell even before. We had the case even of a young girl, a 14-year-old girl, who was accepted as a businesswoman and therefore was able to sell. So a Meimar comes along with an interesting halacha that even though there's a takana that he can't sell, he can give it away. Which sounds very counterintuitive. The whole point was that he's considered to be irresponsible. So Amale Ravashi La Meimar, does that make sense? Hashtu Maz Vinin Mekaba Zuzi Armadillo Dilma Muzil Umaz Vin Koshki Matanadala Matilevelomide. If even when it comes to a sale, where the guy's getting money, and you still say he can't do it, because we're afraid he's not getting enough money. So Koshi Kane and Matana, where he's not getting anything, so he shouldn't be able to give it away. Or Male, what, you think that makes sense? It's all a function of whether he's getting enough money. So the time what would you say if we know that he got a good deal? She said, all goes according to the deal, which is obviously not true. It's a straight out takana. So if a guy sold something at a great profit, he was able to get more than the market value, so therefore you would say it would be okay. It has nothing to do with the particular case. Don't stop looking at the case. The issue is not whether he's getting enough money. And the issue is not, therefore, that a matana, which is even less money, because there's no money, would be for sure no good. Vaharaya, if he gets a good deal, it still has nothing to do with it. It's still no good. Ella, the point over here is that we have a takana. But let's analyze what the basis of the takana is. It's not a takana that goes deal by deal. It's a takana that since Kimlo the Rabbona, Dianuka Mikarva Daite Gabezuze, so because of the fact that a child, a teenager, is easily influenced by waving cash in his face. Fine. So we made a takana, Iamra, that Zvine, 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 Makash, Kishale, Zuzi, Ozumamaz, Vilkul, Nirsidi, Avua. Because people know the weakness of the psychology of a teenager, that they're going to be able to wave cash in his face and he'll give it away at a lower price. So they made a takana to make it impossible for a teenager to sell. Okay, but it's not because we consider him to be insane. It's because we consider him to be easily, his attention is easily grabbed by cash. But Mashengim, when it comes to Matana, why is he giving it away? Because he's insane? What would be attracting him to give something away? Absolutely nothing. So in that sense, he's perfectly rational, just like anybody else. See, Lav da Havile Hana Amine, Lo Havi Yavile. If there wouldn't be an advantage to him in giving it away. So in other words, apparently he's got some kind of very good connections with these people. They're doing an awful lot for them. Maybe the guy's representing the whole estate in court. I mean, God only knows, whatever it is, but he's not stupid to be giving away his things. So on the contrary, over there, Omer Rabbana, Tahavi Matana Matana Delavilu Mile. We want people to feel that it's worthwhile taking some responsibility for someone who died, for his young family. And because of that, if the rabbis are going to say that he can never get rewarded and the people can't have gratitude to him, so people won't do it. So on the contrary, over there, we want to encourage his ability to attract others to be wanting to get involved. It's going to end up costing him a lot more to have to pay a lawyer than to have a lawyer do things for them and he'll give them a gift at the end.
That's only if he gives away some, but if he gives away all.
But the point over here is that we don't need to protect him. There's nothing that's attracting him to this. What do we need to protect him from? There's no need to protect him from himself. If anything, it's advantageous. So it tends in the opposite direction. Omrim Nachman Omar Shmuel. This whole question of the making certain that we're talking about a gadol, in cases where people could taina that he was a katan, which began all the way back now with the story in Bnei Brak, where they wanted to exhume the body and so on. So the din is botkin, l'kiddushin v'l'gerushin l'chalitza v'l'miunim. So when it comes to children, who either the boy or the girl or both, are just of age, So it's easy to consider maybe they really are not of age. We're not talking about a teenager who's already shaving. He's a little boy who's given Kedushin. So over there, we need to check him, even though he's bar mitzvah, but not every bar mitzvah has got pubic hair. So we need to check him for Kedushin, because otherwise it'll be nageah if she, let's say, she accepts Kedushin from somebody else. So it could be all kinds of problems that could come up from our not knowing whether the Kedushin is a good Kedushin. Certainly for Gerushin, to know whether he can give a get, the Gemara is going to say what he means, but if we already know for the Kedushin, so what that we're going to talk about. And Miyun and Chalitza, we'd also have to make sure that they're adults. And for Miyun, where there was a Kedushin of a Ketana, that wasn't the Kedushin of Oraita because the father wasn't alive. So over there, she has a right to be Mema'enet on the Kedushin of Rabbanan until such time as she's an adult. So she could say, I don't like this guy, and just walk away. She doesn't need to get. But we need to make sure that she's not too old to do that. When it comes to Mechira ben Ichsei Aviv, so then it's Adshei ben Esrim. Over there, anyway, it doesn't help to establish that he has pubic hair. It's because we made a takana, 18 or 20 years, where obviously it's paskening that it is 20. Ask the Gemara now, let's go through these cases. You said Kedushin, then you said Gerushin. If we already know that he's a Gadol, when it comes to the Kedushin, why are we checking for the Gerushin? Give it a Badakna, the Kedushin, the Gerushin, Lamali. Natosis doesn't like this question very much. Because he says, when we say that we're bodking the Kedushin, it doesn't mean, what, there's a chova to be bodking for every Kedushin? Or does it mean if there's a problem that we could foresee coming up, so then we bodk the Kedushin? So what's the Gemara's kasha? If we already, maybe we didn't check for the Kedushin. Okay, now, of course, the issue would be, if we didn't check for the Kedushin, then whatever the situation was, it would be. I mean, if he was a cotton, so then he's a cotton, you know, he didn't have real marriage anyway. Okay, in any event, it certainly seems from other Rishonim that, no, this is actually something that we would do normally in order to avoid questions that might arise later when there's no way that we can be bait it, because how do we know that things didn't change in between? Maybe he had pubic hairs, lost them, whatever. And we're talking about early on in his physical development. So, Memela, the simplest way would be to understand that we made a Kedushin. So if we made a Kedushin, we know that there's a Gerushin. But is there a case where we would be Baidik only for Gerushin and not for Kedushin? Says, well, of course there is. By Yibum, you do not need for the Yavam to be a Gadol. You only need for him to be capable of intercourse. That legally is capable of at 9. So Mamela, let's say that a cotton went out, it was Miyabim, so now Mitzad Adin. The Torah has created the relationship, not he needed to go ahead and make a kinyan. So in that case, Ben Teisha Shanim V'yom Echad Shebal Yevimto, because of Zika, he's Kan'a, without needing to be capable of making his own kinyanim. But Einotin Geit Ad Sheyagdil, Yigdal, he has to be a full adult in order to be able to give a get from a kinyan to your right, and it was given to him through the kinyan of his brother. So in that case, there was no bedika. What would have been the point of being bedika at 9 years old, even if he would have had simonim, but wouldn't have been a gadol? So it's irrelevant. So at the time, obviously, we're not going to be bedika. We just know his birthday. So if we know his birthday, then we know that he is a proper yavam, and that she is knuya to this yavam. So in order for him to be able to finally get rid of her, he's going to have to wait 3 years or whatever it was, until he's able to get rid of her, and at that point we need to make sure that he really is a Gadol. Now, the next case of Chalitza, that comes Lafuk and Reb Yossi. See, Reb Yossi holds that you don't need to be a Gedolah. You need to be a Gadol. The male needs to be a Gadol, but the female does not need to be a Gedolah. Whereas the Psak over here of Shmuel was across the board, Botkin, Mashma, both the male and the female. So this psak of Shmuel comes to exclude the halach of Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi said, "Ish katuv v'parasha," that it only says im lo yirtze le'achpotz ha'ish. Ha'ish, okay, but where does it say anything about the woman? So the male needs to be an ish. So therefore, we'll have to make sure that he's a gadol in order to be mekabim the chalitza. Aval isha ben gadola ben ktana. Kamash Ron comes around now, Shmuel. to say that you have to check both of them, because he holds that the halacha is that because it says it twice, so it's considered to be a hekesh of ish le'isha. And therefore, he's saying you have to check both of them. That's why he didn't mention only the male. Avalisha ben gedola ben tanaka mashmalan de makshin an isha le'ish v'dolok Rabbi Yossi. Fine. Lemiunim is also a very important psak, because the psak of miun is also going against Rabbi Yehuda. So Shmuel is coming lafukin Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds the shir of miun is ad shiarbe ashachor, or some have loshen ad shiarbe ashachor ala lavan, which we have in other cases. So there needs to be so much pubic hair that the area looks dark. Now why he holds that is not clear. In other words, the question over there, does he hold that there is a din that you could continue to be mima'enet, or does he hold that you don't become a gedela until that stage? So in other words, is it that we don't view a new kedushin to have been made, and the kedushin derabbanan we give you until such a time for some reason? Or does he really hold the shear of gadol? Tosfos raises the question. It's not clear what a sheet is, but in any event, Shmuel is saying we're baitkin, means the same bedika. So if it's the same bedika, it means we're not looking for how developed the child is. We're just looking to make sure that they've reached puberty. That's also a very important halacha, because we know there's a mandiyoma that says ben shmonasre. So Mamela, we're paskening now that it's 20. So throughout the sugya, we've had a lot of different issues raised in this question. And let's just go through them from the beginning to pasken the halachas. So Hilchat Toch Zman is actually Kilifnei Zman. That's number one. So we had that Kwebachlokas yesterday, whether the 20th year or the 18th year, as the case may be, is the same as before, the same as after. The halachas is the same as before. Unless you can establish a particular business acumen, we don't allow the sale to go through. V'ilchata k'gidol bar menashe, furthermore, the case of gidol bar menashe, which was the shaila about the woman, the teenager, 14, who's sold, we paskin like that also, that the halacha is if they're known to be a good businessman or woman, so then there's no problem in selling. Hilchta Kamar Zurt, where we said before that you can be made as a cotton, yes, but not on karka when it comes, as Tosfos understands it, not for an assessment of karka because of the fact that you're psychologically attuned to cash and therefore you're not a good assessor. And the Hilchta is also Ke'amemar, who says that a matona is okay, even though you get nothing. Marshenkein, a sale where you get something is not okay, which is a big kiddush we had today. And the Hilchata Kirim Nachman HaMashmul, but Kulu also halachas in all of the above, we paskin like Shmuel. So now we know that she was 20, not 18. Now we know that both male and female for Chalitza have to be of age. Now we know that Miyun can only be performed until the first appearance of pubic hair. And so all of these halachas now come out through our sugya.
Do we know that it's both male and female in the Yilul Bar Menashe case as well?
The Gemara asked, why talk right. only of a girl? Yeah. Right. You want to know, because it happens to be that was the case. Right. Our president has entered just at the right moment to give us a rousing. That's great. Hamechalek dechasav alpiv. So, getting back now to the Yikra Takan, as usual, we do things backwards. As we've been assuming all along that such a thing as a Takan of Shri Mira. Now it turns out, well, maybe not, actually. Not everybody holds that there's such a thing as a Takan of Shri Mira. Actually, Rebbe Elazar Omer, Echad Bari ve'echad Mesukan, Nechasim she'yesh lem achrayut, iknim bekezeh b'shtar v'chazoka, she'en lem achrayut, ein iknim ela b'meshicha. It's all above a maisa. There's no such thing. Doesn't matter if you're well, doesn't matter if you're ill. There's norms. The norms are, you're talking about karka, the kinyanim for karka are, as we know very well, kesef shtar v'chazok, not talking. The kinyanim for metal talim is Mashiach and it's related Kinyonim Agbah and so on, depending on the case. And there's no special quarter granted for someone who's ill, although there is a machlokes whether Rabbi Elazar holds this because he says there's no such takana, or because he holds that the fact that someone is a shechiv merah does not mean that he's being mitzava machmat mita. But if he says beferush, that he's mitzava machmat mita, like we saw before in Reb Nachman, where it's, well, she mentioned the poor woman is never going to see her brother again. So in that case, it would be even a shechiv merah b'miktzas l'mashal. So maybe he just holds the naf kamina we said earlier of a shechiv merah b'miktzas versus a complete shechiv merah. Maybe he just says that, but and he there's no difference. But he's made that if we know for a fact, because the person indicated that he's only being mitzav and machbat mitam, maybe could be chaser. Maybe it's not a matnas bari. Okay. As I say, discussion in the Achrenim about what he means. Amru lo. So they said to Maaseh b'man shebnei rochel. Remember we had this case before where there were this family. Guy's name was Rochel. It doesn't mean he was a traveling salesman. And the mother was very rich, and she was ill, and she said, Amrat tnu kevinati leviti. Give my beautiful diamond brooch, give it away to my daughter. And it was worth $12 million, vibishnemas armana. I want to make sure she has it. And she dies before being able to make a kinyan. And they said that was a good gift. What do you say? How was it a good gift without a kinyan? Obviously, there's a takon of a shchiv mira. Amar lam, what? That case, b'nei rochel tikbureimi manish. I'll drop that anyway. This Gemara's going to say, what in the world? What does that have to do with anything? Okay. But it was apparently he's saying you can't bring a raya from that case because we're going to see lemaisa. He held that was a knas. That since they were a bunch of no goodniks, anything that we can do to make their life more miserable, we're happy to do. So the Chachomim were mekayim that the diamond brooch they were dying to get their hands on their whole lives should go to their sister. Tanya. Yeah, they should have died before. So Tanya. Amar lehem Rabbi Elazar should say, lechachamim. Maaseh, what's it called? Maisa, bimaroni achad, it's other places, bimadoni achad, different cities, who was in Yerushalayim, vayulo metaltalin arbe, he had a lot of metaltalim, and he wanted to give them away as a matana, assuming he was dying, and he wanted to give his things away, and they went to ask, so what can he do? Look, the only way, if the people aren't here that you want to give it to it, it's a metaltalin, the only thing you could do is take a little bit of land, transfer the land, you can always transfer it, write a contract to a guy, give him a tiny bit of land, and along with that land, you could be transferring metaltalin, because you could be makhnir chasim shen machrayot, agav nechasim shen machrayot. So he went ahead and he bought a completely worthless piece of land. It was all made out of rock. Nobody wanted to buy it. So halach v'lakach beit sela echad, samach l'Yerushalayim. And he said, okay, now, I'm giving away the north side of this worthless lot, basically, to so-and-so. But the important thing is that together with the lot, I'm also transferring me'atzon, me'achoviot, whatever the case is. And the southern part of the lot I'm giving to another guy, also, together with Me'atzon and Me'achaviot, whatever it was he was transferring, he died. And V'kimu Chachamim V'dvarav said, okay, that's great. So then he did everything legally. But, I mean, according to you guys, says Rabbi Elazar, what's the whole point? If the guy's a Shechiv Merah, let him just say. I mean, you say it's magic. So let him say. Look what kind of tirch he had to go to. Obviously, there's no such thing as just saying. What does that have to do with Shechiv Merah? Where does it say the guy was sick? Was he sick? He's trying to transfer property. Misham Raya. He was a perfectly healthy Moroni Echad. Most Moronis are healthy. So he's a Moroni Bariyaya. Amar Lahem. And then, so Rabbi Elazar said to them, that family anyway, you can't bring a Raya. Because Tikbarei Miman. My time of God, what was he so mad at this family for? Omer Rav Yonah Omer Shmuel, I'll tell you, these guys were horrific. They allowed thorns to grow in their vineyard. Now, if that's not enough to bury them, I don't know what is. Makayme kotzim bekerem hayu. This is Rabbi Elazar Lataime, because Rabbi Elazar holds that it says in the Mishnah, Makayim kotzim bekerem. Rabbi Elazar, and all these Rabbi Eliezers tie into our Rabbi Elazar, actually, so the Gerson, all of them is Elazar. So the Mishnah says, Rabbi Elazar says that Kidesh, these kotzim, even though normally Kloya Kerem is only something that you would normally be Mekayim, otherwise it's not viewed as really growing there because it's meant to be Okur anyway, and nobody sees it as being mixed. Remember that the whole din of Kilayim is predicated on the appearances of things growing together. Kotzim is just an invasive thing that the guy hasn't gotten rid of, but it's obviously not meant to grow here. So Rebbe Elazar says, no, nonetheless, it's considered to be true Kaloi HaKerem, as if two species are growing together, and this is considered to be a cultivated species. Really? Why would that be? Because it's Rebbe Elazar Lataime, Chachomim say it's ridiculous. Lo Kiddush Lavish Kamom HaKaimim. Who grows Kotzim? Says the Gemara, Bishop, some take out these next words, because nobody ever discussed Karkom. We were saying Bishlema Karkom. We didn't discuss Karkom. This crocus, yeah. But apparently there was a machlokus elsewhere that they were referring to, if you have this gears, that there was a machlokus or a blazer, like a chomim begabe Karkom. So we're saying, no, Bishlema Karkom, I understand. At least it's usable. So chazi, maybe people, even though it's a flower and it just grows wild. Over there I can understand, but kotzim, why in the world would kotzim, Rebbe Elazar, consider to be a cultivated species? Lamai chazi, what are you going to use kotzim for? Om Rebbe Chanina, I'll tell you, my time in Rebbe Elazar, Shekein Barabi, I'm a kaim in kotzim, b'sadot u'gmalayim. Since in Saudi Arabia they keep kotzim, that's the fuel for camels, so because of that, he considered it to be, it's a species that people cultivate, not locally, but that's also included in Kaloi HaKerem. And these no-goodniks, they were growing kotzim, they should all drop dead. Omer Rabbi Levi, once we've got...
The Chachamim don't hold that.
Right? No, the Chachamim don't hold that. Okay, but he held that they went out of Kainis then, since they're such horrible people.
Even the grapes should be out there. If you take
the grapes will be awesome because you were just like you were growing corn together with your carrot.
Well, the Chachamim at the time would have liked it.
Well, I mean, he was saying that that must be, obviously. You know? So they must have given him a knas, give away the things to the sister. Anyway, Taina is Rebbe Levi, that even though Lamais, of course, we paskin, as we'll see in a moment, that the halacha is that there is a din of a shechiv meira, and therefore there's no need for a kinyan. So the din would be that kenim kinyan mishchiv meira afilu b'shabbos. If the shechiv meira insists on making a kinyan, this could be because making a kinyan maybe is a shechiv meira b'miktzas. Shechiv meira b'miktzas, then he has a din of a matnas bora, he'd have to have a kinyan. So you would think that, well, Mamonoshach, if we consider him not to be a mitzvah machmas mis because of Shechiv Meira b'mitzvahs, so then we shouldn't have the takon of Shechiv Meira shemet tarif daitei alav. But this is how the Rashbam understands it. Whether the kinyan is purely psychological, and he doesn't believe that we're going to be Mekayim as Dvarav unless we make a kinyan sitter. Normally you're not allowed to make a kinyan because it's like doing business on Shabbos. We have all of our takonos exeris against doing that. And come to all kinds of Isurim, writing and so on. So, okay, so we normally wouldn't do it, but since over here, the man has persuaded himself that he needs this Kenyan, or for that matter, times Rashbam, if he does need the Kenyan, in other words, he's right up a Miktzah, Ashkimirab a Miktzahs, and he really is being Mitzavah Machlis Misa, and therefore he's afraid that people will say so that it shouldn't be transferred, because it was only a Miktzahs. And Kamash Malanda, we will do the Kenyan. Once a Kenyan, we'll do the Kenyan even on Shabbos. Not because of Rabbi Elazar. Don't think I'm saying this because the only way to be doing a Mekayim Dvar of Shechiv Meira is by doing a Kenyan because we don't hold it. There's a Tikkun of Shechiv Meira like Rabbi Elazar. No. I'm saying it's bechlal adad takana for his psychology. El Hashem titrov da'ato alav. Since the whole point of Shkimira is that we're concerned for stress, people in this state persuade themselves of everything. What are you going to go tell him? You don't need a kinyan, it's okay. He doesn't believe you. He may agree, but deep down he's worried and he's stressed out. So now you're stressing him out. And it's sakonas nefashis. So memela, this is also included. So you do things for people on Shabbos that would be also, even though there's really no reason for it. Now here it's Rebbe Eliezer. So Rebbe Eliezer Omer, b'Shabbat dvarav kayamim. When it comes to Shabbos, then we would actually have a takona of a shchiv mira. So in other words, according to this, we have now three shitas. Shita of Rabbi Elazar, there's no such thing as a takona of a shchiv mira, the chalal. Shita of the Chachamim, there's always takona shchiv mira. According to Rabbi Eliezer, it depends. If you're talking about on Shabbos, there we got a problem. Because what are you going to do? You can't make the normal, what are you going to write out a shtar on Shabbos? You can't write out a shtar. So therefore, the Chachomi made a takona in cases where there's no alternative to allow him to transfer property bal peh. And therefore, it's kikhtuvim uchimisurim dami. Because, I mean, what's the guy going to do if he's dying on Shabbos? He can't say, we'll wait till tomorrow. So, memela, dvarav kayamim, mipnei she'en yachol lichtov, he can't write. Avolo bechol, if you have alternatives, what's the big deal? So the guy wants to give away something, so write out a shtar for him. Rabbi Yoshua and Rabbi says, on the contrary, if they're ready to be mata this, b'Shabbos, so b'Shabbos amru, the dvarav kayamim, even though he doesn't have the kayak to make a normal kinyan. So that means that they're ready to make a special kinyan for Shchiv Mira that will function despite the dearth of other kinyonim. And normally you would think they could extend the kinyonim that he had, so they'll extend it into the case of Dibur. But that's only if he at least could have made a kinyan. But if he can't make a kinyan b'chalal, and nonetheless they said he's a kavachomer b'chol. So then obviously, once you make such a takana, in a case where the man had alternatives, of course he has this takana. Because what you need to look at is the basis of the mechanism of such a takana. And the mechanism is far more likely to be bechol. So I don't understand your logic. What do you mean, if there's no choice? That's not important in the takana. What's important is how do you get this done? Not whether you have a choice or not. So therefore, it's just the opposite. B'Shabbat amru kavachomer bechol. Kayot sebon, and we have the same type of question as to whether a takana is focused on need or whether a takana is focused on mechanism, the same kind of machlokas comes up in the issue of zochin. Zochin on b'shalabafon. So, alib the Rebbe Eliezer, we know, everybody knows there's a din of zochin. So that if someone isn't around, you could do something for him. Taina is Rebbe Eliezer, that's true. But only for a katan, because the katan has no alternative. So how is he going to be zeich? He doesn't have kinyanim. So therefore, we made it takana to be zeich for katan, very much like it says over here. The guy has no alternative. It's Shabbos. Are we going to write out a shtar? It says, when there's no alternative, the Rabbanan create alternatives.
All dinim of being zeich in all shapes.
For the katan? You're talking about? Yeah. So the dinim of zechiah was only said for katanim. But for a gadol, let the gadol appoint a shliach. Let him do whatever it is. It's the katan who's got the problem. Rabbi Yeshua says, on the contrary, if the rabbanan are ready to make a takana to allow zechiah, even for a katan who wouldn't be able to do it himself, it cannot appoint a shliach, obviously, you can't do something you can't do yourself. Nonetheless, the Chachomim said you can use the das to be zecha for him. It's a kavachomer legadol. So again, the mechanism is what's important, not the need. So, now, there happens to be a important machlokas about what the machlokas was between Rabbi Yoshua and Rabbi Elazar. Our Mishnah reflects only one approach of those shitot. So, matnitin mani, the Mishnah is going aliba the Rabbi Yehuda, the Tanya. There is a braita that brings an alternative machlokas between the sheet of Rebbe Elazar and Rebbe Yoshua. Rebbe Meir Omer, that Rebbe Eliezer Omer, that Bechol Dvarav Kayamim, Mipnei Sheyachol Lichtov, Aval Lo B'Shabbat. Now, in Rebbe Meir's version, Rebbe Eliezer holds the opposite. Rebbe Eliezer holds, if a mechanism exists whereby the same result could have been achieved in a different way, such as by a Ktiva V'Shtar, so then the Rabbanan also allowed the extension of the Ksiva to be B'Dibur, and we'll write it up for him as if he had actually made a Shtar. But if you're talking about Shabbos, what mechanism could we use to allow him to be a Shchiv Bira who can now make a Kinyan B'Piv if he couldn't even make a normal Kinyan? So therefore, we can't extend a non-existent din. Rabbi Yoshua, Amer, was according to Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yoshua is saying, he's not saying anything different in terms of the Psak. In other words, Rabbi Meir agrees that Rabbi Yoshua is paskening bein b'chol, bein b'shabbos. Fine. But the Svora is the exact opposite. In the version of Rabbi Meir, it's that what we said was, b'chol amru, if they allowed him to do it b'chol, kavachomer l'shabbat. So if you don't have any other mechanism, certainly you would be able to do on Shabbat. So it's according to this version, it's Rabbi Yoshua who's the one who holds that you look at the need. And the one who looks at the need doesn't say it's limited to where there's the need. It's saying that it's a kal v'chomer where the need is greater. But that be'etzem, it's in both cases. So it's the opposite of our Mishnah in Svara, completely the opposite. And it's the opposite of our Mishnah in terms of the actual halacha, at least in Rebbe Eliezer, not in Rebbe Yoshua. Kayotzeibo, so too, zachin legadol ve'ein zachin lekatan. Divrei Rebbe Eliezer, whereas Rebbe Yoshua omer, kavachomer lekatan. Rebbe Yoshua is saying, begadol amru, where we don't have the same need, and nonetheless we allow it. Rebbe Yehuda says, no, Rebbe Meir, you have it backwards. The machlokas is like this. Rebbe Eliezer omer b'shabbat, dvarav kayami b'nei she'enu yachol lichtov. It's Rebbe Eliezer who's the one who says, look at the need, not at the mechanism. And not only that, look exclusively at the need. The opposite of the way that you had the Rebbe Eliezer. So if there is a need, and there's only a need on Shabbos, therefore, Dvarav Kayamim v'Dejirei Ocholichtov, Avalo B'chol, which is exactly our Mishnah. And Rabbi Yoshua says, look at the mechanisms. If they allow you to be B'Shabbat Amru, Sekal V'Chomer B'chol. And in this version, Kayotzebo Zachim Lekatan V'Ein Zachim Legadol, Divrei Rebbe Eliezer. So it's the exact opposite. In the previous case, Rebbe Eliezer, the way Rebbe Meir had it, said, well, it's only if you have a mechanism, which you have for a gadol, but you don't have a mechanism for a katan. Therefore, there's no takon of zechiyah for a katan. In this version, exact opposite. A katan has no alternatives, and therefore we make a takon for a katan. A gadol has alternatives. Why should we make an alternative of a zechiyah through somebody else? So says Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Yoshua Aymer, as he says in our Mishnah, lekatan amru kal v'chomer legadol. So that means the Gemara is just clarifying our version of Machlokas Rebbe Eliezer and Rebbe Yeshua is Rebbe Yehuda's version, not Rebbe Meir's version. So we've now seen all of the exciting alternatives to be continued.
The Inyan of Shchiv Mira is not from Zechiyah.
No, it's unrelated to Zechiyah. We're only bringing in Zechiyah because it's the same question about how to focus on the likelihood of the Takana. That's all. So it's similar, Kayotze Bedava. That's the machlokas. Is that klal said by a gadol or by a katan or by both? So it's a three-way machlokas. That's because you're used to the normative halacha. But now we're going back in time and sitting at the table where the issue is being discussed. He's good. Yeah. Omer Amimur Matana to Matana. Omer Ravashi Lamimur. Does that make any sense? Ashtu Mazvini to Makabuzu say Amr Delo. Why? Because you're just afraid dimo mozul umazbin. Koshi came matanad alamati levelomide. It's completely counterintuitive. Omarle, what, you think it has to do with the case about whether he's making enough money? If he made a lot of money and he was zavin shavi chamisha b'shita, so now all of a sudden you'd agree that okanami dezvina zvina? Ella, we're talking about a takana that goes across the board, right? So now we have to look into the logic. Kim lo rabbanan de yanuka mekarva daita gabe zuze. Therefore, if you'll allow him to make sales, then zimne de mekar kashe zuze, and the guy goes wild over the cash. What would make him go wild to give away things? So they're on the contrary. We want people to do things. To see if you have sa'arot l'kiddushin, l'gerishin, l'chalitza, l'miyuni. When it comes to limko b'nechse aviv, won't help you because you got to be 20 years old. So given the bedakim l'kiddushin, what do we need a bedika for the gerishin? We already know that he's a gadol. Lo nischa l'yibum. We're over there, even if he's not a gadol, he could be married midioraita. Tetzlan ben teisha shan of yom echad shabal yivento kan'ah. But eno noten get ach yigdal. Okay, lechalitza. That's lafukim Rabbi Yosi. The Yomar ish katuv beparasha, but the isha could be ben gedola ben ktana. Kamash malan that he holds. You need to do a bedika on the male and the female. The makshinan isha leish. The lok Rabbi Yosi. Miyunim. That's lafukim Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, well, we're not going to look just stam for pubic here. The Yomar ach yarbet shachor. Kamash malan, the look Rabbi Yehuda. Limkor ben yichse aviv ad shei ben esrim. Lafukim ben yomer ben shmon asrei. Now as far as the halachot throughout this sugya, hilchata toch zman ki lifnei zman, hilchata ki gidol bar menashe, that if you have particular business acumen, then it's chal even before the age of 18 or 20. Hilchata ki marzutra, that edus is good only for metalton, not for assessment of karkaot. Hilchata kerem nachman or mashmul in all of the above cases that we pask, which means we also pask that it has to be 20. Hamachalik nechasav apiv Rebbe Elazar Amir echad bariv echad mesukan. Look, there's norms. Stick to the norms. The chasim sheish lemachrayut nikni mekezib shtar v'chazaka she'en lemachrayut ein nikni melo b'mashicha amru lo. And what about the famous ma'aseh b'himan shabani rochel? And died before being able to make any type of kinyanim. Well, nothing to do, sorry. So he went out and bought a cheap piece of land. Together with Meyatzon, Meyachaviot. Dromo Leploni. Together with Meyatzon, Meyachaviot. Mate. And Kimu Chachamim et Dvorav. And I mean, I assume that he was ill if he died. Amrlo, Misham Raya. Moroni Bariaya. He suddenly dropped dead. Amarlan Benero Chel. Ah, who cares about them? Tikbere Mimam. My time a kalayetlu. Omri viramashwum a kaime kotsim bekerem ayu. Rabbi Elazar la time it. It's not. A mekayim kotsim bekerem. Rabbi Elazar omer kodesh, the whole vineyard. Vechachomim omrim lo kodesh. Elo davashakamon mekayimim. Sabishle mekarkom chozi. Kotsim, lamai chozi. Omri bechanina, my time at Rabbi Elazar. Shekein barabia, mekayimim kotsim besadot legmalayim. Omer Rabbi Levi, Konim Kinyan Bishkibira Afilu Bishabat, the lo lochush lidivrei Rabbi Elazar, but simply because of the psychology. Shema titrov da ato alav. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Bishabat divarav kayamim, because he has no alternative. Eno yachol lichtov, aval lo bechol. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, on the contrary, Bishabat amru kavachomer bechol, where you have the mechanisms to do it readily in hand. Because the Godel has alternatives. Rabbi Yoshua, on the contrary, Lekatanam ro kavachomer lagadolav as normal kinyan. Now this version of the Mishnah is who? Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanya Rabbi Meir Omer, the opposite of our Mishnah, that actually it was Rabbi Eliezer who said, Bechol, Dvorav Kayamim, Mipnei Sheyachol Lichtov, Avolo B'Shabbat. Rabbi Yoshua Omer, Bechol Amru, Kal V'Chomer L'Shabbat. Kayotzebo, Zachin L'Gadol Ve'in Zachin L'Katan, because there are no appropriate mechanisms, Divrei Rabbi Eliezer, in the version of Rabbi Meir. And Rabbi Yoshua Omer, Begadol Amru, where it's more necessary. So this is clearly against the Mishnah in every way. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, B'Shabbat V'Rav Kayamim V'Nei Shen Yochel Chtov, Avalo B'Chol. Rabbi Yoshua Omer, B'Shabbat Amru, Kavachomer B'Chol, Kayotzebo, Zachin L'Katan Ve'in Zachin L'Gadol, who doesn't need it, if Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Yoshua Omer, if we were able to make a takana for cotton, where the mechanisms are dubious, Amru, so kavachomer legadol, where it's quite clear that he can make a shliach.